meetings, made delightful and constructive comments. She has been a great supporter of maintaining our original card catalog, and she just is a lover of the written word. She is a remarkable storyteller, which I think we may hear a little bit about earlier. In thinking about Shirley and her history, it's hard not to remark on her association with Italy and Naples, and particularly Capri. And in rummaging through some classical texts, I happened upon a line from the poet Statius, who I actually hadn't heard of before, but was a first century AD poet at the time of Tiberius, who did some rather nasty things on the island of Capri. But he spoke of Capri as follows. He said, "It is the home of the Teleboans, where the lighthouse, rival of the night wandering moon, sheds its rays sweet to anxious ships." I like to think that we all, anxious ships, readers and admirers of Shirley's, delight in the light that she sheds on us, and to thank her wonderfully for that. I'd like to... now turn things over to Jonathan Galassi, who I think is known to many of you as the president and publisher of Farrar Straus. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jonathan since right after college days. He is in addition to being a publisher, an editor, a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, translator from the Italian, and a great admirer of Shirley Hazard. Jonathan?
It's so nice to have this privilege of saying a few words about Shirley, and thank you, Charlie, for inviting me to be here. She is someone who I think everyone in this room has a personal connection to, a personal sense of knowing. And this place, which seems to me to be a very intimate place where reading and fellowship are connected, exemplifies the kind of atmosphere in which Shirley's work is best understood, I think. I knew her as a young man who was interested in translating Italian poetry, and we became friends because I was working on the essays of Eugenio Montale, who was a poet that Shirley knew by heart, like many other things. And it was her generosity and openness and friendliness and her interest in the fact that I was interested in something that she cared about that made me fall in love with her. And we became friends, and I was always very, how would I say, amazed that I was friends with this very august person. And over the years, that friendship deepened, and eventually I got to be her editor, and we worked together on two books, her book about Graham Greene on Capri and on the Great Fire, and I got to see the process of writing that went into what she achieved, and I would say that it was a very deep immersion in her material that it was something that I don't think I've seen in the same way with other writers, though I've had the privilege of knowing a lot of wonderful writers. I think that Shirley's, the depth of her how would I say it, the depth of her, the unity of her attachment to her work with her own mind and experience was unique for me. And I do think she's a great writer who has done things that other, very few other writers in our time have done. And I think that she represents a commitment to art that is very old-fashioned, that writers today approach work from a very different point of view than she does. I think that she's a treasure for that. And I think that she has so much to teach us about the importance of artistic commitment. She's a beautiful writer, and she's also a beautiful writer. If you look at the if you look at the pictures in her catalog, and you look at Shirley, you know that you're seeing a great beauty inside and out. So I would like to ask Shirley now to come say a few words to us. We all love her, and we love her work, and we would like to hear her say a few things.
Would you like to stand? Are you okay standing? Because you can sit if you prefer.
Thank you. How beautiful. It's one of the loveliest occasions in all my life. And you are so kind and so generous. And I feel, I feel I don't deserve it, but that makes it all the much better. But I'm, by the way, I'm limping because in my beloved Italy, somebody knocked me down in the street. So I'm not incapacitated, but limping a bit. But this has been such a lovely evening for me. And also, partly because I've seen many friends from the past with whom, from whom I was never separated, but they were somewhere, I was somewhere else, and now I've had this wonderful sensation of being together again with them. But as for writing, I don't know, I don't think very much about being déclassé, being old-fashioned, because I never thought I was fashioned in some popular way anyway. I didn't mind about it, and I'm sure that there's a lot of that I've missed a lot of things. At the same time, I haven't missed a lot of things too, and it's been the greatest thing in my life to become a writer, which I really didn't come to until I'd suffered some hard labor in bureaucracy, and it was all the better for that, that suddenly I found what I could do and that I could live by that. And it's been, I've been really, it's true to say I've been happy ever since. I met, it was through literature, I met my husband, and many things came to me because of that marriage, and also because we were, if I may say so, I think perfectly united. We enjoyed the same things, we read the same things, we loved each other's work where we weren't supposed to do that. People would say, oh, you must be always fighting with one another. Well, we never fought, to tell you the truth, we never fought at all. And my great regret is tonight that he isn't here, because it is for both of us that this ceremony is taking place. And he would have been so happy, he would have enjoyed everything as I'm enjoying it also for him. So in that way I double a little bit the great joy I have. I thank you all for this. Everything seems to me to be what I think is the most important quality in the world, generosity. Because carping is a great thing in the literary life and in the literary criticism. And yet also I think people do still love writing and reading, and this would be the most splendid example I could give of the experience I've had of this. It's beautiful. I thank you all. And I don't. I had some written things, but you don't want to hear them. They're the usual things, but I didn't mean to be usual, because this is all very unusual. And I think generosity is, to a certain extent, unusual. And I'm just so happy that I'm part of all this. Thank you.